our meeting.
Inshallah. And to accept all our deeds. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, to accept us among us as-salihin. Again, inshallah ta'ala, this class will be the class of number 6 of Masalik al-Shaytan, the way of the Shaytan, and how to pray, how to protect ourselves from al-Shaytan al-Rajim. This is very important class. We're going to have even fiqh class, inshallah ta'ala, fiqh, to study this, inshallah. I give you the first page. Last week, alhamdulillah, we stopped in the ayah and in the number 2, the hadith of number 2, which he mentioned in Imam al-Bukhari. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سمعتم صياح الديكة فاسألوا الله من فضله فإنها رأت ملكا وإذا سمعتم نهيق الحمار فتعوذوا بالله من الشيطان فإنه رأى شيطانا. Here is exactly the hadith mentioned the shaitan here. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised us, when you hear the cocks crow, ask Allah of His favor upon you, for surely it has seen an angel. So when you hear the rooster or the cocks crow, right away ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly to give you favor, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favor. Ask any dua. And the opposite side, وَإِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ نَهِيقَ الْحِمَارِ, and when you hear the bray of a donkey, seek refuge in Allah from Satan. Why? Because for surely it has seen as a devil. Reference in al-Bukhari. So the Rasulullah SAW teaching us this. So when you hear the donkey bray, so what do you have to do? Right away say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Why? Because Allah gives authorization and power to the donkey to actually to see the shaitan, which we cannot see. So this is the sunnah teaching us, inshallah ta'ala. Hadith number 3. Bab ma yaqulu idha arada dukhul al-khala. What should be saying when entering the area in which one relieves himself, the bathroom, or any place to relieve yourself? As a sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, as we mentioned it last week, when the place of the bathroom or the abandoned area, in not even the bathroom, the abandoned area, that is the place of the shaitan. So how you protect yourself from this place? Because the shaitan is there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah teaching us the hadith which he mentioned in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 3755b. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a'udhu billahi min al-khubuthi wal khaba'ith. A'udhu billahi min al-khubuthi wal khaba'ith. What's al-khubuth? According to the translation, the wicked and the noxious. Anything actually will harm you. Harm from who? From a shaitan. Because al-khubuth, meaning in the language, the male of the shaitan. Al-khaba'ith, the female of the shaitan. Both of them are located in the bathroom or abandoned area for which the people use it actually to relieve themselves. So what you should do? You seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from al-khubuth wal-khaba'is, as mean the male of the shaitan and the female of the shaitan. So if you say this word and you enter the bathroom by the left foot, inshallah, and you come out from the bathroom by the right foot, that is the sunnah. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left everything for us, if we follow the sunnah, we'll never have any problem in our life. Therefore, Muslim has to secure and protect himself from the shaitan. And I remember one female sent a message for me. She told me when her imam told her in the local area, in the local masjid, every time you enter the bathroom and you need to intend it, you intended to make a shower, do not take your clothes out. Because she said she took a shower for 5 years with full clothes. She went under the shower to take for 5 years. I have no idea. Wallahi, this is haram. Those who are not qualified in fatwa to damage at such girl like that, to take a shower with full clothes for 5 years. Why? She asked him, because if you take in your clothes, the shaitan exactly will see your body, will see your private part. Allahu Akbar. So that is the sunnah here. The Prophet ﷺ, when you say this, A'udhu billah min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith, the Prophet teaching us, right away the shaitan, male and female, will escape totally from the bathroom. Nobody can see you. Enjoy your life and take your shower, take your clothes off, but do not actually sing while you're taking the shower, because people, they love to sing too much. Anyway, Hadith number four mentioned in Abu Dawood عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أرضاه. This authentic hadith. And Imam al-Albani رحمه الله said this is authentic. Imam al-Albani, one of the greatest scholars, is like al-Bukhari, number two in our generation. Al-Albani رحمه الله, he passed away from a couple of years ago. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and Abi Sa'ud al-Khudri, what we should do in the middle of the night when we wake up. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام من الليل كبر ثم يقول سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك ثم يقول لا إله إلا الله ثلاثا ثم يقول الله أكبر كبيرا ثلاثا أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه ثم يقرأ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in Abu Dawood, mentioned it, reported. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he got up to pray at the night for tahajjud, salat al-tahajjud, when he wake up for tahajjud in the middle of the night, this is the sunnah we need to follow. This is the sunnah we need to practice in our life. He uttered the takbir. He said, Allahu Akbar. He said what? Number one, he said, Allahu Akbar. Then after that, what he should say? Then he said, Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Tabarak asmuk. Wa ta'ala jadduk. Wa la ilaha ghayruk. Four words. Very easy for the Muslim to train himself and to repeat these words when you wake up in the middle of the night to pray the tahajjud. ثم يقول لا إله إلا الله ثلاثا. You have to say لا إله إلا الله 3 times. ثم يقول الله أكبر كبيرا ثلاثا. So لا إله إلا الله 3, and then الله أكبر 3. Then he said the last one, which I needed in this hadith to serve my class. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. You seek refuge for Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the most hearing, the most knowing, exactly from الشيطان الرجيم. من همزه, همزه, it's meaning من همزه, it's mean from the evil suggestion. Because this is when you wake up in the middle of the night to pray, that is you're killing the shaitan, you're burning the shaitan. He doesn't want you to wake up in the middle of the night to pray the tahajjud, Sheikh Mustafa. How you defeat him? You say this dua from the Prophet ﷺ, and then you end your dua with A'uzu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan rajim min hamzihi, from what? His evil suggestion, hamzihi, and from his buffing up nafkhihi, min nafkhihi wa nafthihi wa nafathihi. Nafathihi, it's mean from his spitting. So right away the shaitan will escape out. He's escape out from the house. He escape out if you pray in the masjid, escape out from you. He has no power over you to confuse you in your salah or to damage your salah. This is the great sunnah which is the Prophet ﷺ teaching all of us. If you follow the sunnah, you will have a very successful life in your life. Turn the page. Come to a case of wudu and the salah. came to the Surah. But let me read before the hadith to prepare you for to understand the hadith, because whoever gonna take this hadith, he has to participate with us in a class to understand much better, because sometimes the translation doesn't help us to understand the topic which we speak about it. As you know, all of us, the Prophet ﷺ prohibit the salah where the camel lay down. Farmer, Sheikh Mustafa, the farmer, the people actually who has like a field and he has animal, he has his business, his tijara, his business is selling like camels, goats, lamb, chicken, whatever. Sunnah came here also to help us about this. So the Prophet ﷺ, as all of us we know, he prohibited us to pray in the place which the camel laid down. Aye. Number two, but the Prophet ﷺ permitting us to pray in the sheep fold, the place which the sheep lay down. So why the Prophet ﷺ prohibited or forbid to pray in the place which is a camel taking place and lay down? So it's mean a camel here came in this spot and he laying down, and then after that he moved. You are not allowed to pray in this area or exactly the wudu. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitting us to pray in the place which is the sheep lay down. One of the sheep lay down, goat, lamb, whatever. And then after that, you are allowed to pray in this place. Hi. We ask a question here today. We know the Prophet ﷺ and Sheikh Muhammad Mustafa, that he said, everything is halal and you eat it, their urine and their flesh will be pure for you, will be halal for you to eat it. Anything you eat it, for example, I carry one of the chicken, and the chicken, they urinate in my clothes. If this clothes will be useful to pray with this clothes, yes, because the chicken is halal. Allah make it their flesh pure, and their urine or stool are pure also for you. So what you have to do is just clean by sprinkling water in your clothes, and you just clean the area which is the animal. Actually, the animal be on this area or this spot, and your clothes will be okay. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Same thing for the goats and lamb, sheep. Same thing, their flesh are pure, and their also urine are pure. Same thing, their stool are pure, because whatever it's halal for you to eat it, it's halal for you to eat it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You don't have your clothes will still remain pure. You need from you only to sprinkle water over the damaged area and you clean it. That's all. But you could use the same clothes, pants, jilbab, shirt. Everything come from the animal. But why the Prophet in this hadith, he did not permit us to actually to pray on the place which the camel lay down? Let's read the hadith and we understand much better. This hadith I choose it for you, and it's Sahih Muslim. Mention it in Sahih Muslim. Rahimahullah, an Jabir ibn Samara. Jabir ibn Samara, one of the companions, he narrated a couple of hadiths of the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ, he said, قَالَ سَأَلِ أَمَانْ came to the Prophet ﷺ, أَمَانْ رَجُلًا سَأَلَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. أَمَانْ came and asked the Prophet ﷺ, أَتَوَضَّأُ مِنْ لُحُومِ الْغَنَمْ؟ قَالَ إِنْ شِئْتَ فَتَوَضَّأُ وَإِنْ شِئْتَ فَلَا تَتَوَضَّأُ. قَالَ أَتَوَضَّأُ مِنْ لُحُومِ الْإِبِلْ؟ قَالَ نَعَمْ فَتَوَضَّأْ مِنْ لُحُومِ الْإِبِلْ. قال أصلي في مرابض الغنم؟ قال نعم. قال أصلي في مبارك الإبل؟ قال لا. The hadith translation. A man asked the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whether he should perform ablution, wudu, after eating mutton. Mutton, it's mean the sheep, lamb, goat, whatever it is. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied and he said, perform ablution, it you so desire. It's up to you. And if you do not wish, do not perform it. That means he leave an option. If every one of us eat, most of us, Sheikh Mustafa, we eat lamb and goat, shall we make wudu after we eat this sheep or lamb or goat? The Prophet is saying, leave an option. If you want, go and perform or renew your wudu. If you don't want, do not perform the wudu. And in the most authentic, do not perform the wudu. Right. He came to the second, and he asked, because the camel, it was famous in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to eat it. We don't eat this kind of flesh, and it's very exactly. You don't deal with the camel except in museum here in this country, for example. But the people, they used to eat in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, even the Arab until today, in the land of Arabia and part of Africa, they eat the flesh of the camel. Is that right or not? Yes. So the Sahaba, the man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told him, should I perform ablution after eating camel flesh? He said, yes. The mean, actually, the Sahaba, they want to know, if they eat the flesh of the camel, they have to renew the wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yes, make wudu after you eat the flesh of the camel. Then he said, yes, perform ablution after eating camel's flesh. He moved to the area of the salah, that's for wudu. The man who asked, he moved to the area of the salah. He again said, may I say prayer in the sheepfold, the place which the sheep use it, or lay down, lamb, goat, whatever it is. Can I pray in this place, Ya Rasulullah? The man asked. The Messenger of Allah, he said, yes, you are allowed to pray in this place after the sheep or lamb or goat. Butcher shop, you find the goat and lamb and sheep actually moving, and you need to pray. And this sheep sometime urinate. Can you pray in this area? Yes, because their flesh is pure. You understand? It's help the butcher people now. Then the Prophet, the man, he asked, he moved right away to the camel. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, then again he said, may I say prayer where camels lay down? He said, the Prophet ﷺ, no. He said, the Prophet ﷺ, no. What we understand from this hadith? We understand from this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he is authorized from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, to make something halal and something haram, to make something permitted and something not permitted. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the first constitutional Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah gave him permitted him for certain things, is not mentioned in the Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in general, what does that mean? If this is haram, if you pray in this area? No. It's called here makruh. Because we have two different chapters in Islam. Something call it haram, forbidden, and the other one call it makruh. Makruh, it means undesirable. If you do it, you try to avoid it, alhamdulillah, Allah reward you. If you do it, you understand, you are not a sinner. If you are do it, you are not a sinner. There is the difference between the fard or abliya, forbidden, or different between the makruh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, they offer for him such kind of meat, call it lahm al-dub. Dub is a kind of small animal, it has like a big mouse. They used to eat it in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they offer this kind of meat in front of him. The Prophet ﷺ, without saying anything, he just pushed it away. He disliked it.
That means he doesn't eat everything. See, he dislike it. But he told the Sahaba when he pushed away, he did not say anything. That means actually they are allowed to eat it. But him himself, he doesn't want to eat it. That's called actually makruh. Kariha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dislike it. Doesn't mean it's haram. But he does dislike it, call it makruh. Like for example, in the month of Ramadan, when you use the brush to make actually to go with the toothpick. You understand? Shall we actually make it after the Fajr time? The ulama said makruh. Makruh, it's mean undesirable action, because maybe the sweet flavor which come from the brush after you use the paste, maybe actually some of it will go through and damage your salah. But if someone are able and to wash his mouth very well in the month of Ramadan after the Fajr time, is allowed to do that. Because it's not, if you do it, try to avoid it, you will be actually rewarded. If you do it, you are not a sinner and your fasting is right. Is that clear? That's called between the makruh and so and so. Some of the brothers in the Hanafi school, they actually dislike actually shrimp. They thought that shrimp is undesirable. Undesirable, that which is not right. The authentic is to eat everything that comes from the sea unless it's proved it has a poison. That means lobster is halal, shrimp is halal, any kind of lobster, any kind of scallops, whatever is, it is halal because they had no poison. Shrimp has no poison. But certain sect, they say it is, it's the undesirable. Who say undesirable? It is mentioned in the sect of the Hanafi school. But the authentic is right. But anyway, if we follow actually there, the law of the Hanafi school, if you avoid it, that means actually you, if you believe you're rewarded, it's rewarded. But if you eat it, you are not a sinner. So in general, it is halal for you to eat anything that come from the sea, unless what, ya Shakiba, 100 line, it prove it what has what? Poison. You cannot poison your body. You understand? Now.
Sure. Can we eat
shark? Shark is a kind of meat. Prove that the shark has like a poison. Because shark is a wild fish. But the ulama said the baby shark which has no, that if you see it in the water and swimming with you, the baby shark doesn't harm you, you are allowed to eat this baby shark. But the big one became, some of this shark became unwell too. The big hoot, the big whale, has proven it has like a wild animal, and any wild animal attacking the people, you are not allowed to eat it. But the baby is still baby, you are allowed to eat it. Personally, actually, some people, they dislike it because the taste of the meat of the fish is not good. You understand? But I cannot say it haram. I cannot say it is haram. You are allowed to eat the baby, one of them. You got it, inshallah. But anything you come from the sea, it's halal for you, go and enjoy it. Unless we know turtle, for example. Turtle is a kind of animal, turtle. Some of the turtle has a poison. You are not allowed to eat it. Do not eat it. You understand? Some of the Muslim eat it. You understand? Some of the Muslim eat it. But it's undesirable to eat it because it's prophet had, it has what? A poison. And anything has a poison. And anything has like exactly the fangs, sharp teeth. You understand? You are not allowed to eat it from the animal, from the fish, whatever it is, not allowed to eat it. Wallahu a'lam. Time is over. What time now?
It's about 2 minutes.
Okay, inshallah. We stop, inshallah, ta'ala, in this. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala. We continue in the second hadith, because what I need. That's what I need. لا تصلوا في مبارك الإبل فإنها من الشياطين. Do not pray in the place which the camel lay down, because it is from the shaitan. We will actually tomorrow, I will be here instead Thursday.
Thursday, I'm not going to be able to come Thursday, but inshallah, I will be with you Wednesday tomorrow to complete this class, inshallah. May Allah teaching all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who listen and obey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting all of us in knowledge. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give shifa for every Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to perform the right ibadah for Allah and forgive all our sins, ya Allah. May Allah give the help and aid for every single Muslim in the whole entire world. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah and granting all of us knowledge and provide us inshallah from His rizq and give us barakah in our rizq inshallah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum.
Remember, this class will be in masjidmanhattan.com. Masjidmanhattan.com. All these classes we will list it in our inshallah in our masjid inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.